Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, in the month of April, we're going to kick off this podcast with a poem from this week's famous poet, which Dayton will give to him.
This poem is called Caged Bird. It's an excerpt from the poem Caged Bird. But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. This is Maya Angelou's most famous work, her first autobiography, I Know Why Thee.
Okay, so we're gonna speed walk our way into the first segment of this week's show, which, of course, is Dayton's joke of the week. So, Dayton, what do you got for us?
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
I don't know. What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
Put it on my bill.
That's a good joke, Dayton. And if you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Okay, anyway, we're going to move on into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton will also present to us.
The big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fans, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's big word of the week is Logy, spelled L-O-G-Y, which means dull or sluggish.
Well, right now I kind of feel dull or sluggish because I want to go to sleep. So, yeah, that's how I feel. Dull or sluggish.
Okay.
Now we're going to backpedal our way to this week's famous poet, which, of course, as we went through, is what we're doing for the month of April, which you should know by now. Get with the program, kid. So, yeah, this week's famous poet is Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou was an American poet, singer, memorist, and civil rights activist. She published seven autobiographies, three books of essays, several books of poetry, and is credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows. So, Dean, how does Maya Angelou inspire you?
Well, she did a lot of stuff.
So, you think you can write a poem one day or a movie?
Nope.
So you don't think you can write a movie?
I can write a poem, not a movie.
Okay. So.
Not Steven Spielberg.
Okay. So now we're going to sprint our way into this week's quote of the week, which will, of course, be from Maya Angelou, but, Dayton's got to tell us about it.
The quote of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. The quote of the week is, "Nothing will work unless you do," said by Maya Angelou.
Nothing will work unless you... Can you repeat the quote?
Nothing will work unless you do.
So, I think it's you miss 0% of the shots you don't take. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, because you got to do stuff to make stuff happen. That's what it means to me.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe always has to go in everything. Doesn't matter what the quote is. It's always, no wings have to battle. So, that's pretty messed up, Dayton. I don't know why you like G.I. Joe so much.
Knowing is half the battle.
Okay, now we're gonna leap, which is different than jump, leap our way into this week's tech effects. Which, Dayton Wallace presented to us.
It's kind of different right there.
Tech effect.
Tech effect?
Tech effect.
Tech effect.
Just go.
Sounds like a pizza place.
Tech effect.
Tech effect is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The 30th of November is known as National Computer Security Day. Well, that's not today. So don't put on your passwords. Just get hacked.
So you're saying that the 30th of November is National Computer Security Day.
Yeah.
But it's not today.
Yeah, so.
You couldn't say anything
whenever
about...
Whenever it's not November 30th, you can get hacked. No one cares.
But you didn't say anything about the fact that it was Earth Day this earlier this week. Okay, Dean, I see what we're doing in this program. Well, like I said, it's Earth Day, so recycle and don't get hacked.
Yeah, don't get hacked. Recycle your computer today.
So, okay, as we start to go into the final stretch of this week's podcast, it's time for this week's poem recommendation, because it's a poem, not a book. Even though my answer wrote some books, this is going to be a poem, because, you know, it's...
She wrote books?
Yes, I didn't said that.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the...
never mind, sorry.
Yes.
I was feeling a little logy.
Okay, this week's poem recommendation is Woman Work. Woman Work is a very domestic poem depicting the typical routine life of a woman who performs her daily chores effectively and then yearns for a fantastic break amidst the elements of nature to give her strength and comfort. So basically,
Mother Earth.
She's out there mowing the lawn, and she wants a Kool-Aid and a hamburger. That's what I got from that. So, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
She's Logie.
But she doesn't get a paycheck.
She doesn't get a paycheck. She just wants a Kool-Aid. Alright. I just tend to wrap this podcast. We're going to go into this week's Random Acts of Kindness. Don't hack people's computer. No, I'm just playing. This is a great act of kindness. Is compliment the first three people you see today.
So if you see three Logie people,
just say you're not looking great today, man.
Yeah, you got. You're looking great, man.
Looking great.
Looking great.
Thanks for not hacking my computer, man.
Yeah, National Computer Day. Forget Earth Day. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Well.
Compliment them Logie people.
Yep.
Yep.
And recycle your computer.
Oh, yeah, and like my mom always says, when you're Logie, put on your seatbelt.
Your mom never said that. Like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sometimes, you know how we're supposed to comment people? Well, we forgot to comment people who make our podcast possible. So, failed already, but, you know. This week, our song was... Savior's Road by Anderson Paak, and our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog? We forgot that because we were feeling a little bit Logie. Bye, Logie.
This is Bruh versus Bro.